Section 2. Listen to three longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. School exams.
Mum, could you help me study for my final exams again this year?
Do you really think that's a good idea, Craig? Don't you remember what happened last year? We argued more than we studied. Why don't you ask your dad?
Because he's always so busy, Mum. Besides, he's not very good at history or geography. And those are the subjects I'm having the most trouble with.
But every time I tried to help you, we'd end up arguing and shouting at each other. I don't want to go through that again.
You're right, Mum. I know I wasn't the easiest student last year. It was entirely my fault. But I've grown up since then, and I promise to be more understanding and cooperative this time. Why not give it a try? Please?
Okay. Let's start at the weekend. I want to read up a bit on my history and geography in the next few days.
School exams.
Mum, could you help me study for my final exams again this year?
Do you really think that's a good idea, Craig? Don't you remember what happened last year? We argued more than we studied. Why don't you ask your dad?
Because he's always so busy, Mum. Besides, he's not very good at history or geography. And those are the subjects I'm having the most trouble with.
But every time I tried to help you, we'd end up arguing and shouting at each other. I don't want to go through that again.
You're right, Mum. I know I wasn't the easiest student last year. It was entirely my fault. But I've grown up since then, and I promise to be more understanding and cooperative this time. Why not give it a try? Please?
Okay, let's start at the weekend. I want to read up a bit on my history and geography in the next few days.
In need of a holiday.
What do you think about taking a short holiday next month? We could go somewhere warm and sunny. This wet weather is driving me crazy.
It's just typical English weather, dear. I've got used to it, so it doesn't bother me anymore. Besides, if we go somewhere now, we won't be able to afford a summer vacation. And I really want to visit Spain this year. All my friends have been there and they loved it.
I think we can do both this year, if we cut our summer holiday short. We could go to Spain for 1 week instead of two.
The main expense is the flight, dear, not the accommodation. Once we get there, it isn't so expensive. Look, I have an idea. Why don't I work some extra hours? That way we'll have enough money to do both.
I could do the same. It'll be worth it.
In need of a holiday.
What do you think about taking a short holiday next month? We could go somewhere warm and sunny. This wet weather is driving me crazy.
It's just typical English weather, dear. I've got used to it, so it doesn't bother me anymore. Besides, if we go somewhere now, we won't be able to afford a summer vacation. And I really want to visit Spain this year. All my friends have been there and they loved it.
I think we can do both this year, if we cut our summer holiday short. We could go to Spain for 1 week instead of two.
The main expense is the flight, dear, not the accommodation. Once we get there, it isn't so expensive. Look, I have an idea. Why don't I work some extra hours? That way, we'll have enough money to do both.
I could do the same. It'll be worth it.
A puppy in need.
Good afternoon. This is the Animal Protection Society. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Brian Wells, and I want to report a puppy in need.
Go ahead, Mr. Wells.
You see, my neighbours have gone on holiday and left their puppy on the balcony. The poor thing cries and barks all day and night.
Can you see the balcony, sir? Does the puppy have food and water?
Yes, I can. They seem to have left a bucket of water and a big bowl of food. But that's not enough, is it? I mean, it's the middle of summer and it gets very hot during the day. That puppy needs to get into the shade.
Oh dear! Do you mean to say there's no shade on the balcony?
Very little. And none between 11 and 3.
Well then, that puppy's life is certainly in danger. Could you give me your address, please? We'll send someone over right away.
A puppy in need.
Good afternoon. This is the Animal Protection Society. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Brian Wells, and I want to report a puppy in need.
Go ahead, Mr. Wells.
You see, my neighbours have gone on holiday and left their puppy on the balcony. The poor thing cries and barks all day and night.
Can you see the balcony, sir? Does the puppy have food and water?
Yes, I can. They seem to have left a bucket of water and a big bowl of food. But that's not enough, is it? I mean, it's the middle of summer and it gets very hot during the day. That puppy needs to get into the shade.
Oh dear! Do you mean to say there's no shade on the balcony?
Very little. And none between 11 and 3.
Well then, that puppy's life is certainly in danger. Could you give me your address, please? We'll send someone over right away.